All right, so we are recording now. And Mrs. Davison, for starters, please state your name and your title or involvement.
I am Lorenda Davison. I am the library media specialist at Chillicothe Middle School, and I have been, a person in charge of CMS CARES Day the last few years.
Well, let's start out with the history of CMS CARES Day. How long has it been going on, and how did it get started?
Oh, it's been at least 10 years, and it might have been a little bit longer than that. Several years ago, probably 10 or more years ago, we had a teacher at the middle school, Nancy Elliott, and she thought it was really important for our students to get a sense of service learning, doing for others. And since we do have, Chillicothe is so fortunate to have a community who is very, very supportive of our schools, and she saw this as a chance not just for our students to learn to give for others, but a way to repay the community for all their kindnesses towards the schools.
All right. And what kinds of projects have been done since it got started?
Oh, my goodness. We have done everything. We wash windows. We rake leaves. We've done painting. The things that we've done in the past, we've done just pretty much anything. We do storm drain stenciling. We do water quality testing at local streams and rivers. We rake leaves. We wash windows. We do clean-up jobs for various businesses around town. We go to all the different schools in the district and rake leaves and pick up gumballs, and we spread wood chips. Really just about any job that, we go to the animal shelter, we go to the House of Prayer. We're just really pretty much all over town. Anybody that can use our help and something that we think our students can do, and we're ready to do that.
All right, and this is something the entire middle school does?
The entire middle school. The whole school has the day off, and everybody is involved.
All right. And do you know if anything special is planned for this year or where students will be this year?
Well, a lot of the places that I already mentioned, we're actually going to begin our day tomorrow. We have T-shirts. We have a student-designed T-shirt every year. We have a contest for that. And so all of our students and staff go out into the community, have the T-shirt on so they can be recognized as part of the middle school. Anyway, tomorrow we are going to start the day, as I said, with an assembly. Our superintendent's going to speak with us, and we're going to have some community leaders who are big into volunteering, talk to us too. Actually, as a special added thing, we are getting a state award from Scholastic for having the highest number of summer reading minutes in the state. So that's going to happen, too. But anyway, we just wanted to make sure, the kids had a good sense of why we were going out and how important it was. I mean, in the past, we have so many elderly people who, are not able to get out and take care of their yards and do things like that. Plus, even those that could, if they could afford to, they can't afford to hire somebody then to do that. So, that's kind of a way to pay them back for all their support over the years as well.
All right. That's wonderful. Well, I guess, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Not that I can think of. We're just crossing our fingers that the rain's going to end this afternoon, and we'll be ready to go. I'll knock on some wood here in front of me, but we've never had to use our rain date before, so we're hoping that this year is no exception.